The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
It was on the journey to Karbala where Imam Hussein alayhi salam is riding his horse along with his family and his companions. And for a moment, he sees a vision in which he hears a cry. And the cry says to him that you are people who are speeding ahead, but death is coming and chasing you. And you are making your way towards Jannah. You're making your way towards paradise. And when the Imam alayhi salam wakes up, he knows that this is an indication that it is only a matter of time before he will be leaving this world. So he cries out, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Now Ali Akbar alayhi salam was the son of the Imam, and he was always close to his father. And when he hears his father cry this cry, he comes to him and he says, "My father, what is wrong?" And the Imam alayhi salam asks him, he narrates to him, you know, the dream or the vision that he had. And then Ali Akbar alayhi salam has a question for his father. He says that, "Afalasna ala al-haq," are we not on the path of the truth? And the Imam alayhi salam says that, "Yes, indeed, by the one who to whom all of us will return." And then Ali Akbar alayhi salam says that famous line, "Idhan la nubali bil maut." If that's the case, then it is not a concern for us that we should have to die. Now at this point, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says something which is very interesting. He doesn't just leave it at that. He doesn't just say that, okay, I agree and mashallah. What does he say? He says, "May Allah reward you. The best reward that a son can get on account of his relationship with his father." What does that show us, brothers and sisters? It shows us that Ali Akbar alayhi salam didn't just become Ali Akbar just like that. Ali Akbar alayhi salam has a history of a relationship with his father. And at this time, after spending all these years, he has reached the prime of his youth. He's being tested in a way that perhaps no other youth has been tested before. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam is seeing the fruits of this labor. He's seeing the perfect manifestation of what he wants in a son. And then he says that may Allah reward you the best reward that a son can get on account of his relationship with his father. It's this relationship that, inshallah, I want to talk about today. Now remember that we have other examples of relationships. Yesterday we talked about Abdullah, the son of Zubair, and how he was able to control his father, how he was able to manipulate him. Abdullah was somebody who apparently he grew up in a broken home. His father apparently did not take the right strategy when it comes to parenting. And Abdullah's actions were so instrumental in turning history towards darkness and oppression of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. There was one time where the mother of the believers, you know, the wife of the Prophet, that she, on the way to the Battle of Jamal, she asks, She hears the sound of the barking dogs. It's a very interesting. She hears the sound of barking dogs. And she asks that, "What is this place right here?" And they tell her that it is the place of the water of Ho'ab. And when she hears this, she cries out, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." And she says, "Rudduni, rudduni. Send me back, send me back. I'm not going forward." So they ask her why. She says that when I heard the dogs barking, it reminded me of an incident that happened many years ago. When the beloved Prophet, when he had all of us gathered and he told us that, and he told his wives, he said that beware of that incident when the dogs will be barking at the place of water of Ho'ab. And then he turned to me specifically, he told me that you don't be the one who is in that situation. And I realized that at that time he was predicting what's going to happen right now. So it was going to be over. The first civil war in history was going to be stopped at that point. But who is it that becomes that reason for why this civil war continues? It's Abdullah ibn Zubayr. And he comes up and he says, what's the matter? She says, what happened? He says, who told you this is the place of the watering of Ho'ab? She said, that person. He says, okay. He brings 50 people and he has them testify that the place we're in is not Ma'ul Ho'ab, it's some other place. And after that, she's convinced. And they say, you know, Muslim historians from all schools of thought, they say that the first time in Islamic history that somebody actually took an oath on a lie in this manner was Abdullah ibn Zubayr. He turned history against the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So, how do we form this relationship with our children? What is the Islamic basis? What are the Islamic guidelines for this? One of our great scholars, Ayatollah Jawadi Amali, may Allah protect him, he has a beautiful analogy. He says that a family is not made up of individuals who just happen to be in the same location at the same time. He says that, for example, if you want to build a building, because after all, we quoted the hadith that says that marriage, family is a building. He says if you want to build a building out of bricks, you don't just get bricks and stack them up, and there you go, you have your home or your building. You can get the best bricks, the highest quality. You know, you can import them from, I don't know, Turkey and get all this nice colors and everything like that. But that itself is not going to build your building. That is the weakest of buildings. Because bricks alone do not make up a building. If you want to have bricks, you have to have something else, which is called mortar, which is that substance which binds the bricks together. Without that mortar, these bricks will just fall apart. What is that mortar? That mortar is the connection that makes us not just be individuals, but rather makes us be a single unit. It's that connection of compassion and love. Now, brothers and sisters, in the modern world, unfortunately, there's many aspects of it which try to rip apart these stitchings and rip us apart and make us into individuals. We're in a world right now which is an individualistic world where people, for the most part, are on their own and they have to fend for their own and face life's difficulties all on their own. Sometimes even within their home and their marriage, they don't have the support that they need. If you have parents who are trying to connect to you, if they're trying to come and make contact with you and discuss with you and talk to you, if they're interested in your life, which they should be, if they want to take you out, which they should, please do not be somebody who says that I'm okay. I'm fine with my phone and my friends and my social media. Because all those will not be there for you when you really need them to. And your parents will bend their backs backward. They'll sacrifice their own life to make sure that you're happy. This is what the type of values that we learn from Karbala, that if it comes to family, we will never abandon each other. Even when the times are dire, we're all going to be together. We don't have a single example of one of the family members saying that, Dad, Mom, I'm okay. I'm going to do things on my own here. No, they're in it together. And that comes about by wanting to have that connection.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Ali. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.